don't happen to have the supporting docs printed, do you?
Oh, you need
since I'm locked out. Okay, if you have a set, that'd be awesome.
Good morning. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. It is 10 a.m. on August 14th. The first item on the agenda is call to order. We're moving on to the second, which is roll call.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker. Second Speaker Revard.
Present. Next item on the agenda is prayer, and I'd like to ask Congresswoman Stabler to render a prayer, please.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the many blessings that it brings. We thank you for the opportunity to serve the Osage people. We ask that you watch over us, guide our hearts in the decisions that we make. I ask that you watch over our people. We've got members and families that are suffering from deaths in their family. We've got members who are sick from this virus. And we ask that you lay your healing hands upon everyone. Give them strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. The fourth item is the approval of minutes. And the minutes are in your packet dated July 20th. Congresswoman Good Fox. Okay, go ahead. Which question?
This says motion to cease that Speaker Pratt made a motion to cease and elect Congresswoman Shaw to the position of vice chair. Can you double check that since she's not on the committee? I don't remember who made it, but.
I sure can.
Chair?
Yes.
Is that? That's me.
Okay.
Paula. Motion to approve, it's on down the page, that's where. It says Congresswoman Good Fox made a motion. No, wait, maybe I just misread it. No, it's the one above it. Motion to approve Congresswoman Stabler made a to approve, just missing motion. On the U.S. bank payable. Okay, thank you. Any other discussion?
Motion to approve the minutes for July 20th as amended.
Second, Stabler.
All in favor?
Yes.
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 All opposed? Thank you. The motion passes with amendments. The next item on our agenda is item number 5, which are our payables. And you'll see in your packet we have a payable for U.S. Bank, which is our credit card holder. The amount that we're asking to approve is broken down, and you'll see that it's our box rent at the post office, another amount for $206.22. That included our tables and tablecloths for special session, and also for a drop box, which is $720, and this is part of the website function that allows us to look at legislation.
Motion to approve the U.S. bank card in the amount of $1,134.22.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. So the next item on our agenda is the legislative budget review. And the first, we have two budgets, as you know. One is the congressional budget, and the second is the OFPR. The first budget we'll discuss is the congressional budget. I would like to let you know that combined... Oh, yes, Mrs. Goodfox? You said the correct amount.
Okay.
Thank you. So I wanted to let you know that both of the congressional budgets combined are $2,023,433. They are below the outlay that was approved in ONCR 2024 by $46,348. So as you'll see in total on the congressional budget, compared to FY20, we're down $127,398. Our budget analyst, Jordan Frazier, and I worked on this budget, and we tried to go through and be as detailed as possible, and he also included justification in writing for each line item or each category. So under, I don't know how you guys want to discuss this. Do you want me to go through the budget in detail? I'm not for sure how you typically do that. Congresswoman Stabler?
Chair, I think since we do have some, you know, it's always kind of run the same every year, and since it's not, why don't you just go ahead and go down the lines and give a thought on why you changed?
Okay, thank you. So under the salary and wages, we had, by law, the members of Congress get $65,000. So we took that number times 12. It's an annual amount. There's a leadership allowance of $3,000 for the speaker and the second speaker. There's a congressional benefit, and this is found also in law, that it's our insurance. So if you don't accept the insurance, current insurance plan, you get cash in lieu of or cash equivalent. The current amount right now is, I believe, $648 per month. We currently have six congressional members participating in the cash in lieu of. We have three full-time employees, the clerk of Congress, the assistant clerk, and the budget analyst. We currently have two part-time positions, the sergeant-at-arms and the receptionist. We actually, you'll see under the benefit page, we followed the SUTA and calculated that on the congressional members and our, the two, or the three full-time and the two part-time. On the health insurance, we calculated for the six members that are participating plus the three full-time. On the short term, we calculated the congressional members and the three full-time, and the same for life insurance. We've also broken up the workman's comp for our clerical employees, who are our staff, and then the elected officials under their own rate. The next line item was travel. We tried to be specific, and I think that we captured any regional gatherings that may come about, NCAI, and any other events. And I believe the budget analyst did a good job in that justification. We went on historical events, and we have a reduction of $19,000 in that line item. from last year. Under operation expenses, again, those include telephone, supplies, postage, outside printing, and dues and subscriptions. Under the telephone, we're going to use the same amount as last year. Under the supplies, we have a reduction of $6,000. Under postage, we had we kept the same as last year. Outside printing, we actually had, it looks like an increase. And the reason why is that in accounting, they bill us for the number of copies that we, that or the number of
over
paper that comes through our copier, and they charge us for that usage. And we were previously putting that under dues and subscriptions, so we're moving that to printing, because that's how they charge us. So under dues and subscriptions, we actually had a reduction of $3,700. And as you can see, the dues and subscriptions include the West ProFlex and our congressional website. And then we're going to add the Adobe Acrobat and the GoTo meetings because of the response to COVID. Our next line item is the conferences and convention and special events and meetings. That includes the Women in Leadership, which is an annual event. And then we also put in $7,000 for congressional meetings, hearings, and events. And again, we used historical data, but we did reduce it by $18,000. We have our normal rental and equipment maintenance. We reduced that by $15,000. Our rental obligations include our copier and physio water. And then we have some maintenance expenses to maintain our equipment as well. Occupancy is the amount charged to us for our space. That would include this building, this lobby, and then our offices next door. And it also includes our insurance for these buildings. The next category is our IDC. We are showing a reduction of $17,710, and that's based off of the reductions we had in the admin expenses. The indirect cost rate that we used was 20.2%. In our professional fees, we have our contract with our legislative council, IT, and then we also budgeted for miscellaneous services. And those would include legal fees, litigation fees, training, public relations, audit fees, data processing, or other independent professional consulting fees, or any other identified purchase services, commission, or collection fees. And of course, we do not have a direct assistance amount. We have an equipment acquisition. We were just notified by our IT that our server is out of date. It's out of warranty, and the cost to bring it up to speed is $7,500. And he sent us a quote, so we included it in this year's budget. The last time the server was updated, I believe, was in 2017. And we have under other miscellaneous expenses, I believe that was a line item that we could use, such as flowers for funerals and things of that nature. And other expense just means an expense not identified in a named expense category. And so we just put in the amount of $1,500. and it's actually a reduction of $10,500 this year. Are there any questions? Yes, Mrs. Stabler?
Yes, thank you for that run-through. I appreciate it. I think it looks like a well-developed budget. The only thing that I didn't find to compare it to is I don't find the current financials for Congress. So, and I see on SharePoint, was January the last time we uploaded any documents?
Excuse me. I think that the last financials we received were for either February or March. I don't think we've received any financials from the Treasury since that time. So we don't have monthly financials or quarterly financials since then.
Okay, so are the March financials uploaded? I don't see anything for those months either.
And please note that Jordan, the budget analyst and myself have both requested financials and the balances in the revolving fund.
Okay, thank you.
By verbally and by email.
Just to follow up, have you had any response, besides not receiving the financials, have you had any response as to why?
We were, in speaking with the treasurer, I understand that because of the COVID, that there a lot of the employees in Treasury were quarantined, mm-hmm. and also they had some employees that had lost some family members, and they've also had to do some reduction in their workforce. And he asked that I be patient, and I think that now that they're done with the budgets, that I'm thinking that we'll be seeing the information rather quickly.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I also included in the packet ONCA 1439 that justifies all of the expenses regarding congressional elected officials. Was a learning curve for the budget analyst and myself, so we tried to provide you guys with the best supporting docs for the new members as well. And if you guys are ready, I'll move on to OFPR.
Are you looking for some approval on this budget today?
Yes, by rules, we have to approve the budgets, and I don't know if you do them individually or together.
I think either way, so we can move on. We can make the motion at the end. It's fine.
Okay. So the next budget in front of you is the OFPR budget. We're reducing that budget by $11,666. This budget's relatively simple. We have our chief audit officer who is full-time. We have no part-time positions. We have a little bit of travel for the Advanced Tribal Accounting CERT program. We have the basic operating expenses that include telephone, supplies, postage, shipping, printing, dues, and subscriptions. We have a conference that he's asked to attend, the Oklahoma Tribal Consortium Seminar. He also shares, or OFPR shares a cost in the copier and physio. He also shares a piece of the occupancy for the space he occupies. He's also charged IDC at 20.2%. We have some professional fees for independent professionals if needed. And of course, we don't have any direct assistance in that line item. And we have a small amount in equipment acquisition, and then a small amount in miscellaneous. So the total budget is $153,677. The fringe benefit piece of this is pretty clean. It's for one full-time employee. That includes workman's comp. Anybody have any questions? And again, Mr. Gill did a good job in his justifications as well.
I'll make a motion to approve motion to approve the 2021 fiscal year budgets for both Congress and OFPR. Trying to get the budget numbers, but I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Any discussion? All in favor, say yes.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. The next item on our agenda is the possible policy revision. On July 31st, I was notified by the benefit administrator in the HR department, Mrs. Standing Bear, that they had a policy that would be removing the verbiage that talked about congressional members and their insurance benefits. And it was a recommendation that we include that in our policy. And I actually she had sent me some language that they were using, and what I did was just replace their language with the chief and assistant chief and appointees with congressional members. And so I laid this out to show you what the current branch policy and procedure says under 2.6, and then I included the proposed new language. And the only thing I'd like to note is that under number 4, with regards to the 401k benefits, I think we still need to add that language. So it'd be adding number 4 and then the new language. The policy just says that we're eligible for the insurance benefits and what type of insurance benefits. We're eligible for any coverage available to regular full-time employees. And those benefits include, but not limited to, medical, dental, vision, and life coverage, along with any qualifying dependents. And of course, any cost would come out of our pay semi-monthly, and that we do have a shared cost. It also talks about terminations and any life event enrollment changes and how we go about making any changes to our benefit. I did have guidance from the clerk, and she had told me that she's typically updates our congressional policy and procedures. And so we wanted to bring this to you in one page for any discussion or amendments or revisions before we brought the full policy. We just wanted to include it. Does anybody have any questions? Congresswoman Shaw.
Chair, thank you. I don't have a problem with adding this language to our policy. It makes perfect sense. But just out of curiosity, what was the reason for taking it out of the nation's policy? Just so I know.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your question. As I understand, a couple months ago, they had met with a consultant, and I think after you had worked with them with the merit bill and things of that nature, they were discussing pulling out language that separated the branches. And so we right now currently have our own policy and procedures, and we have language in there that just says what we don't cover, then we'd follow HR's. And so I think it was to be more clean.
Okay.
Because definitely the employees have somewhat of a different benefit than elected officials.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So it looks like we would be removing 2.6, 1, 2, and 3. If somebody makes that motion and then include the new language plus number 4. Are there any other questions?
Trey, are you following all this?
Yes.
Okay, so if I make a motion to strike 1, 2, and 3 and 2.6 and add the proposed new language to be included. And with the addition of the number 4, Congress 401k benefits are available on an opt-in contribution match basis. Members may begin contributing to the 401k plan at any time upon completion of the appropriate forms, including payroll deduction forms. Does that suffice?
Yes, I think it will.
That's my motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Yes.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Thank you. The next item is we have 2 temporary employees, or part-time, I should say. And under employment classifications, you're either classified as temporary part-time or regular part-time. And I'm recommending that they both become temporary part-time, because regular part-time states that they would have to work up to 30 hours per week. And because of our current condition with COVID and things of that nature, I think it would be a better fit if we classify them as temporary. So I'm just asking for permission to do a PAF to do so.
Is that your motion? So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I have discussion. I agree with this change. I wasn't sure when you and I talked about it earlier if they classify it as temporary or seasonal. I'm good with either way. It's the same thing, but it is what I would consider seasonal part-time work, as we meet in the fall and the spring. Those are the only 2 guaranteed sessions that we have if we, weren't to have a special session. So I'm in agreement with that.
Okay, thank you. So take a vote. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries.
Our last item is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. The meeting is now adjourned.